Today I'm reminded, because I'm going to speak on Bruce Porter's stained glass designer, I'm reminded of many years ago when Mrs. Maybeck was still alive, the daughter-in-law of Bernard Maybeck. She used to tell me in that house in Berkeley about the people who created this church. Now, that little house was a hillside cottage built on a hill. So the different levels up. And in front of the fireplace, which was big enough to roast a small ox, the windows open and the birds singing in the trees. And then she would tell me in her old-time kind of speaking voice about certain people. And one day it was Bruce Porter. She let me know. He came from, she said, somewhere in Northern California with a family with money and influence. And so he traveled off to England because he thought he was going to be a painter. He had his mind made up. He looked at the paintings that were being done and met the artists of that time. He was impressed. But then something happened that impressed him more. He was invited to visit the workrooms for stained glass at Westminster Abbey. Ancient glass, medieval glass being restored, redone. They even gave him pieces of glass which are now in the tower of the church. Ancient glass indeed. He got impressed with that. Then he went on to the continent and finally wound up in Venice, Italy, where all of the arts were in abundance. Stained glass work, mosaic work, statues, painting, sculptures, everything was there. It was a candy store for him, she said. And so when he was finished there, before he finished, in 1890, he did one painting in Venice that we know about. A first sketch for a portrait is in a Venetian frame and it hangs above the fireplace at this present moment. Just a first portrait sketch, but it showed his sensitivity in a rare way. So he came back and Mrs. Maybeck said he became a very famous stained glass designer in the days when all the Victorian houses and big buildings had mountains of stained glass. It was the time period. His fame grew, and his money grew. He had a lot of it. The family had it. And then he met the Reverend Joseph Wooster. He became a Swedenborgian. He came here, and then he designed two windows, the oculus window, the round one we now call the dove window. Beautifully done. But there's something in it that interests me. There are iris growing below the bird pool, blossoming. But he had a poem in which the last line was something like this: With the bloom of the iris, I give you the key of life. What did it mean? Nobody knew. It was poetry, because he also wrote poetry. And then he did the St. Christopher with Christ Child window. A mystery why that one? No one knows. And it was built in a frame that was set against a window. That frame had on the right side a handmade hinge, a big one, and on the left a latch to open it. The only place you could look at it was when you're seated having lunch at the fireplace. But that wasn't open for 100 years because the window was fragile. So Bruce Porter had a very big reputation as a stained glass designer. And then he was gone in the 1953, same age I am, 88. He just quietly drifted away, Mrs. Maybeck said. Where he drifted to, she did not say. But at any rate, he was gone, and his career and his name went into a serious eclipse, not heard of again. until now. Because both windows, one has been redone already last year and documented by Doug Stimson. Beautifully done. And the other one is being videoed, the Dove window, by Ian Carr. And that'll be a storytelling. And if it's beautifully done, I'm going to see through friends it gets on KQED. It is time for young talent to show up. So that's the way the story goes. But one more thing I want to add. If Mrs. Maybeck were alive today, I would be going to that house in Berkeley and tell her that Bruce Porter, because of people here, is being known again. That's my story for today. Thank you for listening.